of her walls reached the chach because she wants air to come in. So Rashi ruach shu shermut bo b'fnei achoyim. It's hot there in Sukkot time. So you would zikha want some air to come in. So it's a nice thing to have space from the wall goes up 10 feet and then the chach is 5 feet higher than that. So man, it's very good why Yehuda brought a riot to his halacha from this meister. Elo l'man diyamadom. That the sukkah katana machlekes we had before. The only machlekes in the Mishnah when the sukkah is exactly dalad ames by dalad ames. That's what Yehuda said. Or the Zoy the Kasher is the chidakar shomalka leshev the sukkah katana. Like what's of Yehuda then bringing a raya from Hilna Hamalka? It's Mistavra Hilna Hamalka, a queen. Her sukkah was bigger than dalad ames by dalad ames. Now Rabbi Huna said before that when the sukkah is wider than 4 ounces by 4 ames. Everybody's moedah, even though it's lamala mechov, still it's kosher. So how could Rabbi Yehuda bring a raya from Hilna Malka? Rabbi Yehuda would have to bring a raya then in a case where the sukkah was exactly only dalad al dalad. Still, there, if the schach is lamala mechov, it's kosher. That would be a good raya. But how could Rabbi Yehuda bring a raya from this mice of Hilna Malka if Mestarva, the Malka sukkah, was wider than dalad al dalad amis? And according to Rav Huna, once the sukkah is wider than dalad ames, we said this svarim. Rav Huna holds before the svarim is that tzchach has to make tzel. The yisoid of tzchach means to make shade. So we said if it's more than 20 ames high, you don't have shade on the bottom from the tzchach, you have shade on the bottom because of the walls. But that's only if the tzchach is only dalad by dalad. But once the tzchach on top is wider than dalad by dalad, then the svarim was for sure you have shade on the floor from the tzchach. So therefore, that's where Rav Huna learned that if the sukkah is wider than dalad dalad, everybody holds its kosher, even though it's the malam echov. So according to Rav Huna, it's a kosher. How could Rav Yehuda bring a raya to his yisoid? That according to Rav Huna, his yisoid is even if the sukkah is only dalad by dalad, still if the tzchach is higher than 20, it's still kosher. Where's your raya from Hilna Malka? For sure, Hilna Malka sukkah was wider than dalad dalad. Have the Gemara? No. Omer Rav Bar Avada, Lenitzuch Elo LeSukkah HaSuya Kitunias. She had a sukkah that had small rooms in it, small chambers. So see where she was sitting now, she was sitting in a small chamber, in a small room. And this room talk only had dalad dalad. For the Gemara, good, you want to tell me the sukkah with small rooms? Of the Chidaka, Shomalka, Lesha, the sukkah HaSuya Kitunias. Still a Tekasha. A queen doesn't sit in such a sukkah. She doesn't sit in a sukkah that has different small rooms to it. It's Mestavra, like where she was sitting, it was a wide room. So again, most probably her sons ate where she was, and most probably she was in a big room. So once her room was wider than dalad al dalad ames, then Rabbi Yehuda can't bring a raya to you, sir, according to Rav Huna. Because once it's wider than dalad al dalad, everybody holds its kosher. So Gemara says, Am Rav Ashi, lo nitzuchu elo leketunias shebo. Talking about true, Avada, she had a nice big room where she spent most of the day. We're talking about now, she had a private room also, a private corner with tznius. Rashi leketunia shebo. That means sukkah gedoyla levnei mesibos. Avada, she had a nice big sukkah, nice big room there. But the ketunia is katana v'toichel tznius. She had like a small corner there to use the tznius. The ketunius, yasven. She was put now sitting in this small corner. Now the afagav the psula, even though it's possible, yichmaslon the ish of turim and asukah. In other words, she herself talking with potter, it doesn't bother us. But the kasher is looking at before. How could her sons be sitting there? That's the raya of Yehuda brought. Now it's very good, even according to Rav Huna. She was sitting in the small corner that was like a private closet. That's where she was sitting, and that room was only dalad dalad. And still her sons were sitting there. And still the chamin, when they came in and saw her sons eating at that part of the sukkah, didn't say anything. So that's of Yehuda's rayon, that even though it's only dal al dalid, still the schach, even though it's lamala mechav, still it's kosher. Look at the klimish about you. So now, what's the machlokes now? Rabbanan said there's no raya from this maisa. Rabbanan hold, that I tell you, boneho besukkah mal you have a yasving. Avada, the sons were sitting in the bigger room, in the big sukkah. And that's why, even though the schach was lamala mechof, it's kosher. The Yihu, only she, the mother, yasva bikatunyas. Mishum tsniyusa. She was sitting in the small room because it's tsniyus. She wanted to have privacy. But the Rabbanan say, Avada, if the sons would have been sitting in that small room with her, since that room was only dalad al dalad, and the schach was higher than 20 amis, the Rabbanan say it's possible. So Avada Chomim would have told you, doing the wrong thing. But the reason why the Chum didn't tell her anything, because the sons were not sitting in that small room. The sons were sitting in the big room. And in the big room, that's where fullness says according to everybody. Since the room is wider than Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos, according to everybody, could be kosher as high as you want. Therefore, nobody told her anything. That's the Chum Shita. That's what Yehuda, there's no Rai from this Maisa. If you have Yehuda Sover, if you have Yehuda else, no. But Neho Gabo Heba Yasra. Yeah, Yehuda's the Maisa was, the sons were sitting mamish next to her, in a private room, that was only Dalet al Dalet. And still, even though the schach was higher than 20 yamas tall, still she was Mekai Mitzvah Chinuch by letting the sons eat there. So that's Kasha, how come? Why didn't the Chum tell you you're not doing the mitzvah the way you're supposed to? Elamites arrives from Yehuda, the Chum didn't tell her anything. You know why? Because the sukkah is still kosher. This is the right of Yehuda, that even though the walls are only 4 amas apart, that's all, and the schach is very high, taller than 20 amas tall, still it's a kosher sukkah. Still it's kosher to mekayim mitzvah chinuch. That's a raya, it's a kosher sukkah. That was Reb Yehuda's raya. Smell, it's a good raya according to Reb Yehuda. Agav Rashi has the kasha, this, we have yesterday two man diyomim. Reb Huna said the shailer is dalal adalit. But Rav Adler learned yesterday, we had yesterday, he learned the story of Adavka by 7 Tfachim by 7 Tfachim, in a place where it's only roi to hold your head, your over your body, and your shulchan. That's all. Even such a small room is also kosher sukkah. So Rashi is bothered by, if you hold ketunias here means such a small room, how is it possible that all her sons were sitting in that small room? You can't get 7 people in such a small room. If the whole room is only 7 tfachim, or 7 tfachim, how could you get 7 kids in there? So Tosfos answers. Tosfos says here, Mashadokas the Kuntris, Rav Chanan it is, Rav Chanan bar Rabba, that Marad Rav Yehuda, Hoyesh Leshiva Bonim Beshiva Tfachim, Rav Adam Rabba says that a sukkah is kosher even by 7 tfachim, by 7 tfachim. And that's what we're talking about. So if so, how could you have 7 kids sit in such a small room? So Tosfos says, Lav Pirchi, it's not a kasha. The Dilma, the Yisrael's Gezach here, Aru Chatuva. It could be, it was very, very long, the sukkah. The sukkah was very, very long. Avaloi Hoysa Rechava, and the Morgan of Ron's Gear 3 is Ela Shiva Tvachim. O Benea B'yoysa Rechava Yasri. In other words, that the brought down. Not that we say the smallest sukkah you can have is 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim. If it's less than 7 by 7 Tvachim, the sukkah is possible. What's going to be, let's say you have a sukkah 10 tefachim long and 6 tefachim wide. Is that kosher? You have the exact same square inches as you would have 7 by 7. Is that kosher? You also have 7 by 6. So they bring down the Magen Avraham Medayek from this place is known. That Tais Gersur Davka, it was had to be 7 tefachim wide. If it will be less than 7 tefachim wide, it will be possible anyway. In other words, you want to say now it's kosher from Mitzvah Chinuch. So that's what Tais says. It was very, very long. And it had at least be 7 tefachim wide. Because any time one of the dimensions, either the length or else the width, is less than 7 tefachim, the sukkah is possible. Even though it could be 20 tefachim long, but as long as it's not wide 7 tefachim, it's possible. And that's what's on the halacha also. If you have a small sukkah, it's not enough to have this way 20 tefachim and the other way 5 tefachim, still possible. You have to have at least 7 by 7. It has to be at least a square there of 7 by 7. Even though Hilchos Mezuzah we hold not like that, Hilchos Mezuzah we hold the room has to be Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. And you don't bedavka have to have 4 by 4, it's enough to have 6 by 2. So you have to be mechalik between a sukkah and Hilchos Mezuzah for the bias. But Kol point of Hilchos Sukkah, Tosfos says here, the way the Magen Avraham learns, that the sukkah has to be a perfect, at least 7 by 7. If you don't have 7 each way, it's possible. So here, this small room she had was 7, so Betais learns, the small room was 7 tefachim wide, but it was 20 tefachim long. So that's how she could have all her 7 kids in that room. But still is good, because since it wasn't wider than 7 by 7, it's according to Rabbanan, it's possible if the tzchach is more than 20 yamas high. So therefore, it's Rabbi Yitzchak Yehuda know, even though the tzchach is the Ma'ala Mechav, still the sukkah is kosher. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Halacha, what's the halacha? Tzricha shetei machzek es roishav rubei v'shechonon. You know the smallest size of a sukkah you could have, it has to be at least 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, which is big enough to have your head in there, to have rubei robe the majority of your body, v'shechonon on your table. If you have a sukkah smaller than this, it's possible. That's what the Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak said. Omale Rababa. So Rababa said back to him, Kaman, who are you saying like? L'chur k'vei Shammai. L'chur will soon, we tab later, there's a Marashah on Dav Chof Ches, there's a Machloikis Be'i Shammai Be'i Hillel. Be'i Hillel holds his kosher just Rosh of Rubai. 6x6 is kosher. You don't need 7x7. You don't need Shulchan Azir. It's enough just Rosh of Rubai. And here Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak is holding, no, you have to have Rosh of Rubai v'Shulchanoi. L'chur that's 7x7 like Be'i Shammai Shita. Oh, Malaysia, he answers back like Anachnam, Yelik Kaman, Yisaka true. Ella, who else you want to say? True. I'm Taka Paskin like Beishamai. And we'll soon see Taisus here. This is one of the six cases that we Paskin like Beishamai. Ika the army, some said the Lashon is like this, that Omer Rabbi Abba, the Omer Lochmani, Rabbi Abba said back to Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, who are you saying like? Like, who do you Paskin that you say, you, for a Sukkah you need at least, Roishev Rubai Vishakhanai, or Malay Bashami, Enachnami, it's going according to Bashamai, but you should know, for like tosses me no, don't move away from here, like don't think, usually we pass like Bashamai, but like Bechilu, not here, no, here we pass here like Bashamai, and that's the Lochom, that if a Sukkah is smaller than 7x7, enough to size to have Roishev Rubai Vishakhanai, the Sukkah is possible. Here we pass here like Bashamai. Let's take these down. That the Seder of Amram, Posak v'shisha mekaymas, halacha g'vei shamai. Choda hai de sukkah. Tzurich ishe mechzekas reish v'rubim v'shachonim. And since the Gemara paskins, that's Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak saying, halacha, so mashmir, this halacha we paskin like v'shamai. That your sukkah has to at least be 7 t'vachim by 7 t'vachim. Zaito. Maskev lo Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. So Nachman Rav Yitzchak yes the kasher both. To Rav Abba, to Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, Mimai de Be'i Shammai u Be'i Hillel. Pesuk Ketana Pligi, what's your Raya you're telling me now? That your Halach goes according to Be'i Shammai, and not according to Be'i Hillel. Mashmi, you hold it some Achlikas Be'i Shammai Be'i Hillel. About a small Sukkah, Dilma Pesuk Ketana Pligi. Maybe the Mishnah later is only talking about a big Sukkah, and there's a Machlikas about a big Sukkah. What's the case? Okay, going de Yosef Apumedim to Losom. We're talking about, you have a tremendous big room. You have a big sukkah. But you're now sitting at the door of the sukkah. That's exactly where you're sitting. And your table is not in the sukkah. Your table is inside the house. And you're sitting, mamish, by the entrance of the sukkah. You're eating in the sukkah. But you know where your table where the food is? It's inside the house. That's the machlokes b'shem v'tilum. D'b'shamay savri gazrinon shema yimshach akla shechonoi. You should know in such a case, Beshami says, you're not Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah. You weren't Yotze the Mitzvah. Why? Midrabon, it's a Gzerim. It's a Gzerim, if you can eat that way, we're afraid maybe you'll pick yourself up, leave the Sukkah roll together, and go in your house and eat it by your Shulchan. And then for sure you're not Yotze. So therefore, the Rabbon and Beshami holds as a Gzerim, you can't be Yotze the Mitzvah eating in such a Sukkah. We'll soon see what that means. Taisa Shita is a tremendous Kiddush. Taisa says that even with the right finamakaim de mitzvah. Kriyashkhan the Beishamai. Heikha the Yosef are pisked with loss of Beisham, our halach here. To the end, the last few words of Tais here. Then a case where you're sitting at the entrance of your sukkah. The Gazrina Shem Yishach Achashachonoi. Beishama makes it zero, that you're not makaim de mitzvah, because we're afraid even though you're eating the food in the sukkah, maybe you'll leave the sukkah to eat in the house where your table is. Or Kamri, like Kiyamta mitzvah sukkim yamechon. The afilu midiraitza lekayim. Or with the Hashem initial beisil. Tei shita is that now even midiraitza now makayim the mitzvah. Tremendous chiddush. Even though really midiraitza, you're sitting in the sukkah, and the sukkah is a nice big sukkah, and the schach is kosher, everything is kosher, you should be makayim the mitzvah. But since you're sitting at the entrance, and your table is inside the house, the Shama makes it zero to say, if you eat this way, we're afraid. Maybe you'll leave your sukkah and go inside the house. Therefore, the Rabbanan said, you're not makayim the mitzvah. And the Rabbanan have a koyach, when they say, you're not makayim the mitzvah, they have a koyach to us that even with the raisa, you're not makayim the mitzvah anymore. Some achrenim want to say, it's like a hezber, like it's a mitzvah above the avera. Once Beis Shammai, once the Chum made Xero, you're not allowed to eat this way. When you go and eat this way, you're doing an avera by eating this way. Therefore, you're not makayim the mitzvah. Other Rishonim learn not like this. Other Rishonim learn that Avad Yuwah Makayim the Mitzvah Midiraisam, just with the Rabbanan says, you're not Makayim, it's only the Rabbanan that you're not Makayim the Mitzvah. Chop and Afkamina, if you eat there this way, so, and then, let's say the first night Sukkot, and then you realize you did wrong, you want to eat over a second time in the Sukkah. Well, you have to make a bracha the second time or not.
No chapa nafkamina. So by Tosfos learns that you not makayim the mitzvah at all the first time. So if you can eat over again at night, you'll have to make a bracha the second time. Because the first time you weren't makayim the mitzvah at all. Because the other Rishonim though, you weren't makayim the mitzvah, just but the Rabboni did something wrong. But Tosfos is this Gemara according to Beisham and Zera, you mamish not makayim the mitzvah at all. There's no mitzvah. Who didn't you have? You settled this by Hilchos, by Kriyashma also. That midrash we pass in a lily can makayim the mitzvah Kriyashma the whole night. The Chama made Xerat Chatzos. After Chatzos, you shouldn't say Krishma. So also, Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina there speaks out what's going to be. According to Chama Shitti, if you say Krishma after Chatzos, so you also have one start to say, you're not Makai Mitzvah Krishma Midirais even. Even though Midirais, you will have to say it until the next morning, but since the Rabbanan said, at Chatzos, if you say it afterwards, you're not Makai the Mitzvah at all. Just like Tay says over here also. In other words, also you say that if you don't listen to Rabbanan, it blies like a Mitzvah, but you're very not Makai the Mitzvah at all. Halach, we hold there, you could say Krishma after, because we hold the Rav Gamliel. That even though the Chili is supposed to say before Chatzos, but if you didn't say before Chatzos, we hold you're allowed to say Krishma throughout the night. But here we hold like Beshamai. If you ate this way, you're not Makan the Mitzvah Sukkah at all, according to Tosfos Shita. Right, though? Or they still are Sarvulay Gazrina. They still helps not, we don't make the Xavier. So that's the Kasha. Who says there's a Machloik? It's about a small Sukkah. Maybe the whole Machloik is only about a big Sukkah. Do you make this Xavier or not? The Dekana, now bring your proof of this also. Diktoni, the Mishnah says later, Mi Shoye Roish of Ruba the Sukkah. Someone had his head and his majority of his body was in the Sukkah. The Shulchanai B'Tech Abayas. But the table was inside the house. So what's the Loch? And he was eating in the Sukkah. Be'Shamai Poisim. Be'Shamai says it's possum. Or Be'Silo Machirin. Be'Silo says the Sukkah is kosher. Now, via Misa, if you're going to tell me now the whole Machloikis is about a small sukkah, not about a big sukkah, or the Zoy, that Mishnah should have explained itself. It should have said, Machzekis, Reina Machzekis, mi boy Elaine. The Mishnah should have said, if you eat in a small sukkah that does not have the size to have Rosh Rubei Vishachonain, if it's less than 7x7, it's possible. Or the sukkah katana. Period. Because why didn't the Mishnah speak out clearly that if you eat in such a sukkah that's less, you don't have enough for Rosh Rubei, then it's possible. Since the Mishnah doesn't speak out the size, Mashmur talking about it's a big sukkah. Even though it's a tremendous size sukkah. Still, since you're eating by the entrance and your shulchan, your table is inside the house, the Shammah holds his exera, you're not in the kind of mitzvah. For the Gemara though, true, you have a right as a machlokes about a big sukkah. But you want to tell me, over sukkah katana lepligi, but by a small sukkah there's no machlokes. For a tanya would learn like this. Marzekes roishav rubei v'shachonot kshera. If you have a sukkah that's at least 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, that can hold your head, your roiva, your body, and your shulchan, it's kosher. Rebbe says no. Ad shihei bo arbamis al arbamis. Rebbe Shitter is a sukkah has to be at least 4 hours to 4 amis. If it's less than that, you're not makayim mitzvah sukkah. That's Rebbe Shitter. So that's one brayso. Now, Batani, another brayso says like this. Rebbe Yoimer, kol sukkah shein bo arbamis al arbamis psula. True, that's good, Rebbe Lishitosoy. If the sukkah is smaller than 4 amis and 4 amis, the sukkah is possum. But the Chachama Moimer, the Chachama say, afilu eino machzekes ela roishav rubai. Even though the sukkah is so small that only your head and rover your body gets in, that's around 6 tefachim and 6 tefachim shera. The yivu shachon leketoni. This price doesn't say you have to have 7 tefachim. Your shulchan also mashum. It's enough just 6 tefachim, just you and your body. So the chura kash and adodi is a theory with these two prices. Rebbe is good, but it's a theory according to the chachamim. One chachamim say the sukkah has to be 7x7 that your head and your shulchan can get in there. And one chacham says, it's not just that, Reish Rubai, you don't need your shulchan. So what's the stira? How do you answer these two chachamim? What do you have to say? El alav shemaminam, ho be shama yo be silul. You have to say, avadin to machlekes be shama be silul. That by a small sukkah also there's a machlekes. That by shama shiter is, the smallest size a sukkah could be, is Reish Rubai v'shachonai, which is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. And be silul argues and says, no, it's enough just to have Reish Rubai. 6x6 is also enough. So who we're bringing a raya now, there's a machlekes by a small sukkah also. And before we brought a raya, there's a machlekes by a big sukkah. So what's going on? I'll bring a raya from our mishnah also, that there's a machlekes by a small sukkah. Midiktoni beshamai poislin. It says Loshim Beishamay says it's possible. What does possible mean? Mashmud the sukkah is possible. Or Beisilu Mashirin. And Beisilu holds no, the sukkah is kosher. Now, if you want to tell me, it's only a machlokes by a big sukkah, and we're talking about that the table is inside your house, and you're sitting by the entrance. So what's the machlokes? Do we make a gvera, maybe you go inside or not? So then it should have said a loshin, the emisa beishama yomim, lo yotza. They should have said, beishama says you're not yotza, the din in you. I'd rather the sukkah itself was a kosher sukkah. You had a moment, a tremendous big sukkah. Now what was wrong? That you sat down take by the entrance, even though your head and body is inside the sukkah, but since your table is inside the house, Beishamay says it should have said lo yotza, because it's a gzera, maybe you go inside. Or Beisil says no, there's no gzera, you're makayim the mitzvah. That's what it should have said. So Ebezoik is another raya, that Avadvitz HaMachloik is by a small sukkah, that Beishamay says that the sukkah is not 7x7, it's like a psula, and Beisil holds its kshera. So the Elakashia Mishoya, Rashi says in Yagurus this, the Kofar on the Kashri before was Mashma, it's Machlokes by a big sukkah, not by a small sukkah. So the Teretz says, Li Oilam Betati Pligi, Havada, Beishamim, Beisilah, Hava Machlokes in two. There are two Machlokes in here. Pligi, the sukkah Ketana, one Machlokes is, what's the smallest size that a sukkah is still kosher? Beishamay holds you have to at least have Rosh Abruva Shachonai 7x7, and Beisil holds no, even smaller is kosher. Just Rosh Abruva is enough, 6x6. Or Pligi the Sukkah Gedolah, and who I did is also a second Machlekes, about a big Sukkah. So you make this Gezerah, if you're sitting by the door, and your table is inside the house, do we make the Gezerah or not? That's the second Machlekes. So at Gemara Bechasubri next, where something is missing, Vachiktona, this is what the Mishnah should have said. Mishaya Rosh Abruva the Sukkah. Someone has his robe of his body and his head in the sukkah. And the shulchan, the table is inside the house. Even though it's a tremendously big sukkah. And the way Tosfos learns with Yeraisa, Yinamakayim the mitzvah. Since the Reshama makes a gzera, we're afraid maybe you'll leave the sukkah and go into your house. They said, don't eat that way. So if you eat that way, Yinamakayim the mitzvah. Or they still learn from Yotza. They still tell us, no, you are Yotza. We don't make this gzera. That since the sukkah is a kosher sukkah, and you're eating in the sukkah, even though your table is inside the house, we still yotza, we don't make gzeira. That's one machlokes. Now, what about the shein machzekis? What's going to be now? We have another case, a very small sukkah, that's only 6x6 tefachim. There's only big enough to get your head in there and the majority of your body, but your table can't fit in there. Then, beishamay toistim, beishamay sasakis posum. Or Beisilu Machshirin, and Beisilu holds its kosher. So we're coming out now, there are two separate Machlekes in the Chura, Beisham and Beisilu. That Beishamay holds two things. That first of all, sukkah can't be smaller than 7x7, and also there's a Gzeirah, if you're sitting in a big sukkah, but you have your table inside your house or outside the sukkah, and you're sitting and eating by the door, even though your body is inside the sukkah, still you're not Yotzer. So it's a Shalom Elamaisa, how do we pass in here? Our Gemara before said we pass in here like Beishamay Shita about the size. So that's for sure. The sukkah has to be at least 7x7. If it's smaller than 7x7, it's possible. Even though Beisilu says it's kosher, but this must be Gemara Paskanois, we pass like Beishamay. So this Lachur, the Gemara Paskanois by a sukkah katana. What's going to be about a sukkah gedolah though? That the Gemara doesn't say clearly who we pass like. So it's like a Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that by a sukkah gedolah, if you make this gezera, if you're eating by the entrance and your table is inside the house, they say now it's the old machlekes, Beisham and Beisilu, that we always pass like Beisilu. So some Rishonim say that there with the gezera we don't hold from. We only pass like Beisham, what the Gemara says. For the size, it has to be at least 7x7. But about this gezera, since the Gemara doesn't pass like that, we don't hold like Beisham. We don't, yeah. But the Rif and the Rambam say no. They hold both. In both halachis, we pass like Beishamay. And halacha, it's Shulchan Aruch also brought down like that. That you're not supposed to eat at the entrance of your sukkah if your table is inside your house. So they have to learn, the Rambam and the Rif have to learn, that the Pshat from the Gemara, since the Gemara brings down the Machlokes together, and we pass in one punkt like Beishamay, it's mashed for both of them, we pass like Beishamay. Because Lachur and Flug, there are two different svaras here. That we should speak out. That the Hezgrin Beishamay, why he says you have to have a sukkah at least the size of Rosh Aruba Vishachonai, to say it's a Svara, because if it's any smaller than that, it's not called a Dira. It's not called Roy to live there. The Gemara later will see in Zion says a Svara, that Beishamay holds neither Dira's Kfa, or Dira's Arai is possible. In other words, if the sukkah is so small, It's not right to live there. So Sharon speak out, even though we paskin a sukkah is kosher, the iris arai, you don't need a permanent sukkah. But the pshat is, it depends how temporary it could be. So temporary that it's smaller than 7 to 7 is not called a deer at all. It's called a deer of srucha. It means it's very not comfortable to be there. So such a sukkah we paskin is no good. That's Beshame Svarim. That's one Svarim. According to the second machlokes, is a new gzera. You make a gzera if you're sitting by the door, will you go out or not? So really, one should not have to do with the other one. But the pshat from the Rambam and the Rif is, you have to say is, that since the Gemara brings down both machlokes and together here, and we start off saying, we hear we pass with Beshamai, it's the start from both halachas, we pass with Beshamai. Right. So the Marman Tan will hold a ton of Rabbonim. Who's the Tan of this Braisa? That the locher is Bayi Shein Boy Arbamis Al Arbamis. If you have a house, a room, that's smaller than Daladamis by Daladamis, Potter Min HaMezuzah. That room is Potter from Mezuzah. Min HaMakah. If you have a roof on top, you don't have to put a roof, a makah, a gate around it. V'yeinah Matam V'negoyin. If there's a neger in the house, it has no tumas neger. Because by neger, the Torah says Bayis. And a bayis means a place that's roy to live, which is at least dalad by dalad. V'yena nechlek b'bot yorechayma. The loch of b'bot yorechayma that's nechlek, if you're not part of it after 1 year, it stays by the person loylam. It wasn't set on such a small house. It was only set on a bayis, and less than dalad a dalad is not called a bayis. Yeah. V'yena nechlek means, elopadei liyolim, you can always be part of it. V'yotze b'yovel. In Legolo, Kishar Kaka Bled Binyan, like any other Kaka, doesn't have the din of a boti, a house of Nari Chayma. If somebody wants, when they go into Machama, the Pasuk says, you have a right to go back home and take care of your new house, but if you only have a small house that's less than Dalad Dalid, you don't have a right to leave the war. You have to stay by the Machama. You can't make an Arab on such a house. There's people living there, it's too small to give it a shame house. You don't need a stufa mevoyes either for this. Trashier. You can't leave the Erev in such a house like this. Now, first is saying, people living in such a house doesn't answer on the rest of the Bnei Chatz, so it's not called living there. So you don't need an Erev, you don't need a stufa mevoyes. Who are din v'yein manichin boy Erev? Let's say other people living in the Chatz want to make it a Ruvah Chatzeris. So Loch Ruvah is supposed to put the Erev, the challah, in one house. So you can't put the challah in this house. Since this house is less than dollar, it's not called a house. V'yein oisin, oisin.